This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rich, best friend duo. Beach is anything but paradise for these young singles. A lot of conflict, a lot of...
Not a lot of strong relationships out here, Rim.
There's been a lot of fractured relationships so far.
Usually by this point, we'd have multiple people coupled up off to the side, nobody cares about. I don't think we might have one of those. I don't know. By this point in every season, I think I would have proclaimed that this couple is leaving together engaged.
You don't really have one of those right now.
I don't have any of those right now.
Could it be that this is only the fourth episode, which is only week two?
It's definitely
normally
possible.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely could be it. But these couples, they aren't coupling.
They are not coupling.
These couples aren't coupling, Rip.
I think one couple is coupling, but only under duress. Which couple are you talking about?
Aaron?
Which Aaron am I talking about? Yeah, Aaron and Eliza. I think Eliza is so scared of breaking someone's heart that even if she has a great... If she goes on a date every episode, she'll stay with Aaron.
Do you get the feeling that...
No.
No, they won't end up together, obviously, is what you mean. But yeah. Do you get the feeling that Aaron likes her more than she likes him?
Of course.
To begin with? Okay. Let's jump into the episode.
That's the most obvious question I think I've ever asked.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Of course. Let's get this poop thing out. Well, I also have questions about...
Hey, get the shit out of here, Rim.
Let's get the poop thing out of the way.
Let's breeze by this.
Poop Sam. Which is not my name for her. That's just how she will be remembered on TV
Poop
forever.
Poop Sam. Yep.
Poop Sam. She either has to poop...
Let me say this. I don't think she's done. Do you?
On this season?
I think she'll be back this season.
Well, based on Jesse's update 2 days after she left.
I know, but the fact that he even gave an update makes me think that she'll be back.
I hope so.
I think she'll be back.
Yeah.
And that'll be funny, I guess.
I'm just envisioning her like having a successful bowel movement and coming and updating everyone. Just took a shit, everybody.
Hey!
That a girl, Sam. Well, at this point in the season, she either has to have a bowel movement or she has to leave paradise alone. This is the fecal matter equivalent of an engagement. You either get engaged or you leave separately.
You beat it. I like how ABC presented this. They go, we have a great episode of Paradise for you, but first, let's finish up this story that you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Before we get to the good stuff, let's jump to the stuff you didn't care about last week that's carried over.
I will admit, I did laugh at the message on the screen that was like, she must have a bowel movement by sunrise.
That was funny. They're doing good stuff.
They're literally making chicken salad out of human shit. That's what's happening.
Don't take my dislike of the storyline carrying over to a second week make you think that some of the stuff they're doing there, the countdowns, the graphics, those were good. Some of the stuff was funny.
The doctor was in the intro.
Doctor was funny.
He was in the...
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he had Dr. Kelly on the screen.
I missed that.
Folding his arms.
I like Dr. Kelly being a reoccurring,
you know,
member of this cast. I really do.
I do too, and I also, it's a shame he's got a ring on his finger. I'll put it that way.
Oh, does he have a ring on his finger?
He does. I would love. I like when normal people who aren't, you know, bachelor people are different.
Different breed.
Different types of folks. They're just different people who you encounter day to day. And when a normal, when a regular person comes on and they're talking like a normal person to the camera, they're not putting on
a normie
show. A normie. Dr. Kelly was funny just by virtue of his presence was humorous. Yeah. Anyway, Sam, she hasn't had a bowel movement, as we know. Sam announces she has to go. Whole beach is bummed. I thought Aaron might leave with her for a second, but she basically she broke up with him, I want to say, when she was leaving. She was like, it was all past tense.
You know, I wish we could have had a chance here, but
anyway,
we never will.
Put her there.
And I'll never see you again. And I don't want to carry this outside of this. No, even if you wait really for me, I'm not waiting for you.
If she comes back, like you predict, and
it's not a couple.
And she has a date card, she might not even pull Aaron.
No.
Of course, he'll be gone by then, but... Let's move to the mystery man, John Henry, from Charity Season. This is basically Charity Season plus Blake Moynes and then a smorgasbord of...
And Rachel.
Yeah, and Rachel.
Yeah, in a bachelorette. I remember John Henry only because of his unique name, his Duggar name. I think I called him a Duggar.
Yeah, you were very excited for John Henry's story.
I think I was hoping for maybe he was part of a family with 12 or 13 kids. That's all. With a name like John Henry.
Nervous guy. Shy guy. Couldn't smooth talk his way out of a paper bag.
Mm-mm.
He's here for Kylie, and he's got a date card.
I will say he is a certified cutie patootie.
Cutie patootie? Right? Oh my God, is he ever.
Certified. Stamp it. Cutie patootie.
Grade A cutie patootie.
That's stamped. Here you go. Here's your credentials going into paradise. Cutie patootie.
Yeah.
And come on back. Let me stamp you.
And it helps that he's just like, man, I'm such a shy fella.
Being shy is good when you're a cutie patootie.
Yeah. Okay? It just exacerbates your already firm standing in the CP.
Makes you cuter.
I was taken aback by several other guys were bigging up John Henry like he was a threat.
Well, he's
cute. Tanner was like, whoa, is that John Henry? Wrap your lady tight. When what JH talking about, girl? It's like, come on, Tanner. Aaron B.
This
even
guy,
said something similar.
This guy that got eliminated night two? Is that who we're talking about?
John Henry later in the episode introduced himself to Peter. They were on the same season. That's how much of an impact... Really, both of them made. Didn't know each other.
Did not know each other from the same season.
Aaron B. also said, once Kylie talks to John Henry, she'll be swept away. I just don't know where they're getting this information.
I would like some research done on, is this the... It seems like we got a lot of people that didn't make it far. Like, is this the least, number of cast? Or what's the average...
Weeks
made.
Roses acquired.
On your season of Bachelor, Bachelor, and Bachelor. Yeah, roses acquired. What's your average number of roses acquired for the cast?
Yeah.
I think this might be lower because we got a lot of people that were gone night one, night two. We got a lot of night ones. And I don't. Just something to think about.
And they're
something
going on
interesting that I'd like someone to look into for me.
That's great. I think Rachel was brought in to bring the average up.
Mm-hmm. Average roses.
John Henry's a personality man.
Of course.
He can't connect until he gets to know you, adding to his CP status. Kylie opened to going on a date with him, which kind of surprised me. I think she was just swept up in the charm.
She said it was so early between Avon and her. They've had conversations, but have just let it flow. And that wasn't the response I was expecting from her.
Well, especially later.
They go on a date and they've... And she broke up with Will, and
she was hoping for Avon
spending
the whole time.
Days together now, and kind of booed up for a long time. It's more than conversations at this point, isn't it?
I think so. And she was just
I think it's more than casual conversation. She's letting it off like it's casual conversations. These aren't casual conversations between these two.
The sweetness got to her. She wanted to make the shy guy feel comfortable. Olivia and John Henry. both early eliminations, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And it, my first note here was that this is an obvious yin-yang couple.
Mm. The outgoing one on the beach.
Super talkative.
The shyest guy on the beach. Yeah.
Obvious.
Just fits in perfectly.
Yeah. Saw this coming a mile away, frankly.
Well, you have a good
eye
on
the back. Thank you. Well, I got a good eye. So John Henry asks Olivia, even though he came for Kylie, and Kylie
seemed
open. They
were hitting it off, Rim.
My gosh, they were hitting it off.
They were hitting it off. Having a good conversation, real conversation. And I think...
Real, it was real.
They had a real conversation. Got to know each other a little bit, and he said, you know what, that was a good conversation. Let me keep that going.
We already... Olivia was discussing her... She works in a hospital, and she's working on that. We now know more about Olivia in this 2 seconds with John Henry than her bachelor career to this point.
Yeah.
John Henry, a real discussion man.
John Henry for Bachelor?
He got a bachelor edit on this date. I won't get there yet. What do you think of Olivia? Olivia still holds a grudge against Will for accepting a date from Kylie.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things about her. The grudge.
Do you have
she's
an opinion on
Will.
Her trying to paper over this obvious enthusiasm for going on this date with John Henry, pulling Peter after she? It was effectively an acceptance.
She said,
and then
she accepted.
Pulled.
Yeah, she accepted. And then,
and
she,
then
goes,
she went to Peter and
yes,
was like,
I
I'm
will.
Thinking about it. And like, Olivia, you're not thinking about it.
Olivia, you already accepted the date. No, she's doing the right thing here, Rim, as an Olivia apologist. She did the right thing. She pulled Peter aside. He said, I wish you wouldn't go on the date, and tells her that he wants to spend the day with her. They don't really show us, which tells us that she did not reciprocate that. Actually, I'm not interested in that day.
At this point, Olivia and Peter had spent more time with one another than Olivia and Will, I would guess, because that was a day one Will leaving with Kylie situation.
The only thing Olivia and Peter or Will did was the toe sucking followed by the make out. There was no toe sucking, but the toe sucking conversation.
That's, can't characterize it as
no,
like
that was unfair. They talked about toe sucking.
All he did was suck her toes, Rim.
Well, those two were trying to suck toes, and then they made out. And then that was it. I think that was it. Then Kylie came down.
Yeah. I prefer my Paradise people to ask forgiveness rather than permission when it comes to going on dates. People just go on the date, Olivia. This whole thing with Peter, it's just theater. You're just
well, that's
the
what
Will
it
thing
is,
had,
though, Rim. That's fair. It's a courteous thing to do.
What? I don't
want to
watch courteous
anything.
People on the beach. This is a singles mixer. People should feel comfortable going on dates and feel comfortable talking to other people. All the drama this episode was so-and-so went on a date with someone else, or so-and-so's talking to someone else.
Oh,
good.
I agree with you, but if I was on that beach, and me and Olivia are hanging out multiple days, sharing secrets and making out.
Not kissing.
I expect, well, yeah, that's a little different then. But if we're making out on the beach for 2 days, 2 or 3 days straight, I'm giving roses. We're giving roses to each other, talking about future plans. I don't know that that's not the case here.
Yeah.
I'd expect a conversation. If I was on the beach, I'd expect the conversation out of courtesy.
Before or after?
Before.
She accepts. Yeah, well, I don't count
before
this as
after.
I don't count this as before. I count this as I accepted it. And
but
then
I gotta
I'm going to tell
over.
You. Yeah.
Well, she didn't do it in the right order, but I think her heart was in the right place.
Olivia and John Henry date. A classic Paradise date and a classic Paradise couple, not just because of the personality contrast, but because they were both early exits on their seasons. They're not big stars, and now they have a whole segment dedicated to them on Paradise.
One thing real quick. I like how whenever someone gets their girl stolen, they go find Will. Peter immediately goes and finds Will. He's like, hey. Will's like, yeah, there's really nothing you can do. It's just, that's how this beach, that's just how things go around here. Your girls get stolen.
And then if you find another one, she'll leave too, buddy.
She'll get stolen too, let me tell
you. You just got to hang on tight here until you don't get a rose at a ceremony. And then you have to leave, which is where I'm headed.
Every single person, when they get their girl stolen, is found sitting by Will. Who is sulking
perpetually. Couples massage.
These two are having fun.
My goodness, was this just so fun. There's not a lot to say here. It's just a really fun.
Really fun.
John Henry got a bachelor at it with this welding helmet bit. Hey, here's a little about me. Let me bring my personality into... You don't.
Hey, can you guys bring
this.
My helmet with me? Can we bring my helmet on the date?
Yeah, sure.
Most people would be like, hell no. But John Henry, little cutie patootie, something might be there. This is a something might be there for this guy as a character on this franchise moving forward. That's why they allowed him to bring that helmet. If they didn't see anything, he wouldn't be there with that helmet.
He went from zero to he's a guy now.
He's a guy.
Building
Where
block.
Will he be on the pyramid? Stay tuned.
Yeah. They get to know each other. He's been traveling. They hop in the pool, make out as the sun sets. A cute couple.
Olivia
really,
said,
good thing Olivia agonized about going on this date with this great guy that she gets along with beautifully. Oh no, I don't want to hurt the feelings of someone I haven't even kissed
yet. She didn't agonize.
Who cares?
It's just good beach manners, Rim.
Beach manners.
Beach manners. Okay, when you're eating dinner at the table... You're not supposed to put your elbows on the table. Does that fucking matter? No. But is it nice manners? Yes. Hear what I'm saying? Does it matter what she's doing? No. But that's manners. I don't know who made up the manners.
You
but those
are making
are manners.
Up the manners. You do. You're enforcing the mannerisms of the beach. What were you going to say before
it's
that?
It's good manners. Olivia, she's doing the whole, my paradise has been a roller coaster. It started up, 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 and then it went down, and now it's going back up. And I must stop you, Olivia. Are you referring to the up, up, up period as the toe-sucking slash makeout on the beach? Is that the top of the, like, the first drop? Is that the first, when you're climbing up, that was that?
The first part of the step-by-step.
I cannot let you use roller coaster as your storyline here. There's no roller coaster. You've been flat-lined, down maybe a little... And now you're going up. There was no, she's only gone straight and then down.
Underground.
Yeah.
Still
the
a
roller coaster.
Still a roller coaster.
No, she
rides
said
like
up,
that.
Up, up. She's saying she went up and then came down on the roller coaster. She's saying the up, up, up period is the toe sucking, the 5 minute toe sucking, sandy toe sucking.
Conversation. You have to say conversation.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about here. When I'm talking about toes
sucking, a lot of people are
no toes were actually sucked, but the toes, they were plans for toe sucking. That's what she's describing as the up, up, up. This isn't a roller coaster. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you've just been going along, and now you're going up.
You know what I would like to see that we don't get enough of? Olivia and Will, people like Olivia and Will interacting. Surely they're all living on this in the small area. They all gather at the bar. We haven't seen Olivia and Will interact. They're probably fine with each other.
I'm sure they're fine at this point.
We saw Kylie and Olivia after this date later. And Kylie, Olivia in front of everyone was like, I wish fucking Kylie would get out of here. That'd make my paradise way better. But they're just pals.
Yeah.
It's not that.
And everyone's pals.
Everyone's pals.
Olivia, there's no way Olivia has the same negative feelings towards Will anymore.
They might have
the sad sack on the beach. Will,
I mean, how could you?
There's no way.
I think
there's
they probably
no
just recorded a ton of. She just spent 2 hours in the confessional ripping off lines of jokes. We want to be able to use these all season. Will's obviously in for it. We want to have a bank of stuff to go to.
Will's in for a season. Everyone come in one at a time and cut your Will promos, please.
Jeez, it's really sad to see Will. He just looks so pathetic on the break of rocks. Anyway, after this date, Olivia hinted at like, oh, who do I choose? You know.
Yeah, come on.
Be serious.
Come on.
It's John Henry all day.
John Henry, the cute stud muffin.
Peter's
cute,
shy
too. Guy.
He's got his jaws maybe a little too defined to be a full patootie.
He's not a cutie patootie, Rim.
No.
He's just
totally
not.
Yeah.
He's just not.
Eliza and Aaron. I call him Eliza and Aaron.
Eliza and Aaron.
They feel good. I think Aaron was saying we to the confessional. Maybe we're not going to talk to anybody.
Okay.
Braden to the camera says he wouldn't be surprised to see them get married, not engaged, but married at the finale.
As soon as Braden said that, it's time to get someone down here. Okay. Mm. Get someone on the list, Eliza's list, down to the beach ASAP.
And that guy's John B. Another
John
one
B.
of Charity's guys.
A guy we like. I think.
Yeah.
I remember.
John B. seems fine. I think he's probably riding high off popularity when he's walking down the steps.
It wasn't Grocer Joe, obviously. There'll never be something, never be something like that again.
No.
But it's, I wouldn't even say Grocer Joe adjacent. It is not in the same ballpark as Grocer Joe, but it's.
No, not even close.
It's not even close.
It's
not even a cousin of what happened to Grocer Joe, but maybe like, you know.
John B. types are common. People who don't get a ton of screen time, don't make hometowns, but are generally nice and popular.
I don't know what
aren't
to
on screen
to.
Enough for you to start to dislike them for
your
any
third
reason.
Third or fourth cousin to what Grocer Joe went through?
I don't know how the fat family tree might work, but what you're saying
not
is...
Not related, not at the same dinner table, not in the same house.
Yeah, so why even compare then?
They don't make plans well, that's to why it's spend a good holidays together. That's why it's a good comparison.
John,
but there was a little something there. Little internet buzz for John when he got eliminated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say basher buzz, but just buzz. Just we like this guy and he didn't get a fair shake buzz.
There
that everyone doesn't always get.
Yeah.
It was more than most people get. That's all.
If John B. made it a little further, it would have been legit bachelor buzz.
Yeah, agreed. Not a Grocer Joe buzz, but Basher buzz.
Yeah. No one will be Grocer Joe.
Nobody ever in our lifetime will we see a story like Grocer Joe.
John pulls Mercedes first. Recap, Mercedes is newly with Tyler, but maybe
and
Mike,
Will.
But yeah, but maybe
she
Mike
didn't shut
Will,
things
though,
down
Rose.
With Will.
No, but it seems like
I see
her and Tyler
I mean,
had a great date.
If it's between Tyler or Will, I mean, what are we talking
about?
You
gotta go with the team man.
Yeah.
So this, well, anyway, John just pulled Mercedes. They said, hey, why don't you go pull Mercedes so we can splice in some Will being nervous footage. That's all that was.
After Jesse gives them the date card and they walk down the stairs, Jesse calls him back up off camera and he tells them,
hey, do Will first or Mercedes first. John and Eliza. Aaron B. can't handle it. He hides under a towel. He's been thinking, we're exclusive. Surprised she even accepted the conversation.
That's exactly what he was thinking.
Yeah. I thought we were...
He's a little salty.
Some people said we're the strongest couple on the beach.
A lot of people said that. Some people were saying we're going to get married.
That's what people
are telling me, yeah. That's just what I've been hearing around the beach.
Have you heard this, Eliza? No. John B. asks Eliza on the date.
Did you catch this, Rim? What she said?
What'd she say?
John B. asks Eliza on the date. She says... First, I need to do something. She's, do you want to go chat, babe? Do you want to go chat, babe?
I have a theory for that.
Well, had I been John at that moment, I say, never mind.
Yeah,
I'm
never
gonna ask somebody
else.
Steal never
anybody's
mind.
Girl if you guys
never
are for
mind.
Real.
Why did you just call her babe? Call them babe? What are we doing?
Basically, if you say, hey, do you want to go on a date? And that person talks to their current, you know, Rose connection and uses any kind of nickname or
any nickname. And I'm, you know, actually, never mind.
Babe,
anyone else? Does anyone else want to go on this date?
Any variation? If they
anything
say their
like
full
that.
Name, it's fine. If they say a variation on their full name, not fine.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You'd want to avoid that at all costs.
No, babe's a no go. That's
babe's
a pivot.
At the top of that list.
You have to pivot if you're John.
Babe, what you both?
I got an uphill climb at that point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get to babe from one date.
He might have, though.
That's true.
She pulled Aaron to chat before accepting. We've gone over this ridiculous, farcical theater of these conversations. They're moot, these conversations. What's interesting
Aaron
about
Eliza
this one, though?
Owed her this, him this.
Who owed what who now?
Eliza owed this to Aaron.
Let's go back to last season. Eliza's horrified of repeating last season. If you'll recall, when Justin came down, she was with Rodney at the time. And she was very upset. And the main reason she went with Justin on the date is because Rodney did not put his foot down and say, I don't want you to go.
Oh, was that her?
Yes.
That was her, huh?
Now, what did Aaron say when she brought this date potential up? What did Aaron say? I don't want you to go.
Don't want you to go.
She went.
So now, what does she really want from this conversation, Rim?
It's almost as if we need to stop taking all this so seriously. No one needs to get in trouble for going on dates. That's my stance after this episode.
That's fair. That's fair.
Who owes who a conversation? Her mind's already made up. Nothing Aaron would have said here would have stopped her from going on this date.
I'm just confused. She said earlier she just really wants to avoid being in a love triangle, and then she does the one thing to get into it. This is how this you get, only into, way a you love can get into one. This is the only way it can happen, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I'm not saying anything she did is wrong. I'm just saying if my main thing on the beach was like, I don't want to get into a love triangle, I would have to, out of principle, decline this date. Yeah. Like that. If that's this your is only how you get goal. Into a love triangle.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's stupid that you don't want to be in a love triangle, but if that's your goal, then I probably wouldn't have taken this date.
Nighttime. The date was not about their date, really. It was about Aaron's...
No, this is Aaron.
Struggle under the date.
Yep.
The date occurring. First, while she's on her way to it at night, when it's probably cold, we got shirtless Aaron right along the path. You got to walk by the shirtless Aaron to see.
Come see the big dog.
Yeah. Oh, have fun. Bow.
What did you think of Aaron's fig jam analogy, Rim? Any comments on that as a analogy man yourself?
Oh, this was a bad analogy. Yeah, but okay, I liked
that's what I thought.
Because I like Aaron has had some crazy quotes this season to the camera. I think last episode he was talking about, we really want to see their relationship go to the moon, and as a relationship was crumbling. He said
he had the dial pad or whatever.
The dial pad quote, which is the number one.
And now he's got the fig jam charcuterie analogy. I believe he'd never had fig jam, but then he had a charcuterie board with fig jam, and it was like, I can't live without fig jam moving forward. I need all my charcuterie boards to have fig jam. And Eliza is the fig jam.
I guess it is a good analogy, because not only he kept going, which is the best. All the great analogists do this. You just keep going. And he goes, and I don't want anybody to know about my charcuterie board. He's protective of it.
Wait a second. So, that's where he kind of loses me then.
The charcuterie board is his life. All the things he values and loves in life.
So he doesn't want to share anything in his life.
He just wants to protect it.
The fig jam is Eliza.
Yeah, yeah. The best part of
the fig jam is Eliza. The best part of the charcuterie board, something that he doesn't want to give up. But then he says, yeah, I don't want to share my charcuterie board. So anything on that charcuterie board?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's a great analogy. I said what I said earlier.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
John B. and Eliza date was just a giggle fest montage. She was exploding with excitement when it was time to kiss.
Mm.
Well, cut to Aaron B. talking about making her breakfast tomorrow and every day for the rest of their lives. It's fun to joke about, but Aaron's over serious nature on The Bachelorette is like, for whatever reason, cool out.
It's great.
Relax. No, but on The Bachelorette, it's like, whoa, take it easy.
Oh,
it's
too much. Yeah.
On Paradise, it's really endearing and a lot of fun to have someone
taking it this serious.
Yeah, taking it this seriously.
It's life or death.
It's
out
just
here
funny.
On the
it's
beach.
Just funny. To a contrast, yeah. Peter is talking to Tanner. He says, hey, it could be over with Olivia because the man John Henry is on a date with her now.
And they haven't even kissed. Peter and Olivia haven't kissed is what we find out here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like 10 feet away up those stairs, Olivia's kissing John Henry as we speak.
And Peter knows.
Peter knows.
I've seen the show. They kiss when the sun's going down in a pool or some other body of water. And that probably happened today.
It's going to be tough for me to come back from as I haven't kissed her.
Yeah. Then when I do kiss her, it ain't going to be in a pool.
Mm-mm.
It's dark out. We're already all dressed.
It's not going to be a moment like that.
It's got to be on these ratty beds.
A shitty daybed kiss just doesn't hold the same weight as a date kiss, obviously, for obvious reasons.
I would put it behind the pool, you know, when they're on the second deck pool overlooking everything and they make out in the pool. I'd put that way above a daybed kiss.
Daybed kiss is, yeah, the rankings would probably, from least important to most, Would you say the bar or the daybed is less?
I don't know how many people have ever kissed at the bar.
I feel like bar kisses are more friendly.
I'll put a daybed kiss also below when they go by the water, you know, where the water meets the sand.
Oh, yeah. That's sure.
Because you're alone under the moonlight. I would put
that can be something.
I would put that room where one of the Blakes used to make pillow fort tents or whatever for his perspective matches. I would put that area as lower than a daybed because the lighting is so bad. It's like office lighting. Olivia and Peter. She says, hey, me and John Henry hit it off. I assume this was done. Peter, I'd like to, despite that, wants to keep pursuing her.
She didn't fully turn him down.
No, I figured she was just drawing out until the rose ceremony.
I did too. But she didn't. She left the door open a little bit. For anyone that saw the date with John Henry, we know that the door wasn't that open. But she left it more open than I thought.
Yeah, it was
closed
and it has a do not disturb thing on it. Yeah. Then she goes back to John Henry and says, that Peter, the baby boy Peter, that sad sack is getting emotional about me making out with you all day. I think her and John Henry kissed here too, but they didn't show us to keep the tension.
Yeah.
Peter pulls her again. And he's like, I gotta kiss her. There's either kiss her or I go home anyway. So
I thought this was going to be one of those hilarious turn down for a kiss scenes.
It almost
but then
was.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I really thought she was going to turn him down, but then she didn't.
I think her mind changed once he went the 90 and she was like, what do I do here? I think Olivia often thinks to herself, what would be the most chaotic thing we could start? Yeah. And I think it would be kissing Peter. That will result in the most fun. But yeah, now we got a game. Now it's like,
now we're playing
closer
ball.
To a toss up.
I mean, I would say 60-40. John Henry 60, Peter 40. I thought it was 95-5.
Well, it's fourth quarter. Peter's down 24 points.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a touchdown. Well, let's do 21 to make it easy. He got a touchdown.
24 is absurd, right?
Well, then you'd have to get the 2-point conversion every time. He's not that far behind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's got 20. It's 21, but there's, you know, two minutes
left. So
he's
down 14.
Peter's about to do an onside kick, and he's down 14. Like, it's not over, technically speaking. You'd have to get, there's a lot of.
I think it's closer than that right now, after the kiss.
Maybe he's only down 7, or maybe he's down 8. He was down,
I think he's down
15.
7, 4 minutes left.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Kylie and Avon.
Who?
Well, apparently the strongest couple on the beach.
Well, yeah, since you just moved down the list as you're talking. So you started with Aaron and Eliza. Then Eliza took a date. So then they scratched them out. Now we got a new strongest couple on the beach, even though they're not that strong.
But Kylie says, she's made her decision about getting engaged to Avon. Not interested in meeting anyone else. And I think Avon might feel the same way. He said he feels the same way. I was under the impression he probably wanted to.
Yeah, I didn't get as much conviction from him
into the mix.
Yeah. If you're a producer at this point, when you hear them saying that, you get out the power rankings for each person, their lists, and whoever you have on deck that's on those lists, you send them down there. Mm-hmm. That's what they need to do.
And you, when they start inevitably taking naps all day, place some smelling salts near their bed or something. Get them to not just lay around and nap all the time. Wells introduces the Paradise Truth Box, a potentially groundbreaking development for this franchise.
This is a great idea, undeniably. And should be used moving forward.
I think it needs some polishing, but yeah.
There's got to be... It can't just be, whatever these dummies on the beach want to scribble onto a piece of paper and write in there. There's got to be some weight behind every... Like, there's got to be a process before we get it read out loud. There's got to be some sort of screening process before you're able to place it in the box.
Yeah, the box should not be locked. It should be accessed frequently by production and figured out.
Exactly. Like, we got to throw... most of these need to be thrown away, but there is some stuff that's worth reading out loud.
I would wager that all the stuff that is worth reading out loud was written by producers. All of it. Every last bit of salacious commentary.
Well, that's
in that
what's
box.
Great about this box.
Exactly.
There's no way to prove that it's not just producers adding to the fire.
They're all written in the same manner and format.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is, there are things I want to say, but I'm too scared to say them.
The premise is, we got no...
Nothing's happening.
It's too boring here on the beach. There's no people that have the heart to put it out there. None of them. So we got to do it anonymously, because all of you are cowards.
And they still are not doing it, so we're going to do it for you. We're going to use
other seasons. You get the right people out there. The same shit that's being written down in this box, we're saying that at breakfast. And that's how the day's getting kicked off. But that's not happening here with these guys. These guys are just laying around.
I don't think that's them. I think that's the way it is now.
Maybe.
Those days might just be over. So the truth box could be a workaround.
They could do some interesting things showing us who wrote certain notes.
Oh, yeah. Put a camera
above
it.
So we know and other people don't know. Like, the people on the beach don't know, but the viewer can see, oh, wow, who wrote that cat thing? I'm interested to know who wrote that cat thing, if it wasn't a producer.
That was when we did later get to who the writings in the truth box, there didn't seem to be a lot of concern for who wrote that.
Yeah, no questions on who wrote it. Cat should have been
almost
demanding someone step forward.
No, they that wasn't
angry
part of it
she
at
was.
All. Yeah. Let's move to Sean and Rachel and Braden and Jess.
In Blake Moynes on the outside.
Yeah.
Not really
confident
involved, but
where he stands.
Kind of involved. Yeah.
Sean hasn't felt a spark with Rachel. They've had conversations, good ones, but he feels maybe I could connect better with Jess. A fellow Swiftie. When do you think he... Was that song off the cuff that he sang in the confessional to and about her?
I hope it was, because it was ass. If there was any thought taken into it...
Strong words.
If there was any thought taken into it, then it was ass. Okay. So hopefully it was just right off the dome. I don't know.
So he pulls Jess, which causes a stir on the beach. She and Blake have agreed to be open to potential new connections...
Blake and Jess are in an open relationship, period.
Well, they all should be. They all should be.
Yeah, sure.
But what?
But she's not open to him being involved. I am open to talking to other people, just not you,
just
pal.
Not you.
Not you. Never.
She's either not open to Sean, which I think is probably true. She's not into Sean. Or she's not interested in the fallout that will come with...
I think it's not interesting,
being
Sean.
Open and on. I think you're right, yeah.
I think... I mean, listen to the stuff Sean says. He...
Fellow Swiftie! Made up a whole song about her. We can talk about...
Well,
you know.
She didn't even hear the song, though. That was just to the camera.
Yeah.
It's always camera talk with him.
It's always camera talk.
He's just saying stuff to the camera that he thinks is going to sound good to the camera. For example,
it
when he said... reading body language has always been something I pride myself on. Yeah. That's just saying things that you think are going to sound good on camera. And I picture Sean talking like that to the people around the breakfast table, and that has to be annoying. Like, yeah. Camera's not even here.
Sean's a played up for TV guy.
I'm with you.
I think we said Sean was who you thought Braden was on that season.
Exactly.
Braden's interested in Rachel, but has refrained from talking to her because she's with Sean. Now that Sean is talking to Jess, why not slide over? And the first thing he asks her is, how much of a connection do you have with Sean? Now, I contend, AB, that if he waited a bit longer, a second or two, Rachel was going to say not much of a connection at all. I think that's where she was headed. Because the look on her face was like, yeah,
you know,
take him or leave him. Sean.
You've seen the guy.
It's a rose. You've seen the guy. He's always doing TV talk. You know what I mean.
You know how he talks.
What did you make of the rest of this conversation and the fallout, AB?
Braden brings into question Sean's intentions with Rachel and insinuates that Sean is going around telling people that Rachel likes Sean more than he likes her.
Yeah.
Which gets Rachel's blood boiling. Her words, not mine. Blood was boiling. She said, you know what? Stop this conversation. I'm going to go find that motherfucker right now.
You know what?
I'm going to go find him right now.
In the short term, it backfired on Braden because she left him immediately. As soon as he told her this information.
Yeah, she was too mad.
Yeah. Now you can't even talk to her.
You don't want
to
make someone that mad.
You could have just talked and started something. But now she's off on a wild goose chase.
She had to go find Sean. She pulls him aside. She is pissed. Sean has no idea what she's talking about at the start. No clue.
Yeah.
Sean's in a tough spot here. Real tough.
At this point, Jess has already closed the door on Sean. So he tried to salvage something with Rachel.
Yeah, it sounded like he was just scrambling, though, because Jess turned him down to me.
Of course, yeah.
And to Rachel.
Well, me and Jess aren't, I'm not interested in Jess anymore anyway. Well, of course you're not interested. Sure,
of course you're not. She said she's not interested.
Yeah, stick with her, of course. That's your only option here. And Rachel, after hearing what Braden said that he heard Sean say that was off camera, that I'm almost certain Sean definitely said, was out on Sean for life. I mean, she's already making plans.
Sean definitely said that.
Of course he said that.
He definitely said that Rachel likes him more than he likes her. And hell, maybe that's true. Honestly, that might have been true.
I don't think it's true because I think they like each other equally, which is not that much.
None? Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right.
I think we've said that all season almost. At this point, there was no salvaging it from Rachel's perspective. She already is planning her after the final rose speech when he's talking. She's planning. There's no saving it.
Well, I mean, you come in as the bachelorette. You get coupled up with this and you end up the one that gets like turned down and embarrassed. That's tough.
You know,
that's tough, Rip.
I agree. And
she's at the tippy top of the pyramid. And she, this guy who all he does is talk about himself being Ken from Barbie. The movie that came out as this was playing and is going to be old news by the time this airs.
Yeah, it's now available for free on Paramount
Plus.
The guy
who keeps talking about fucking being Ken, old news Ken, has basically said, I like him more than he likes me. That's embarrassing. Terrible.
Well, that's a key point because Rachel is not upset that he was talking with Jess. Rachel is not upset that,
it's that he embarrassed her.
It's that, yeah, how could you?
He made it seem like she liked him and she doesn't like him.
And that's
that's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. So she tells Sean off and then she says, give me some space. And then they go back to the only lighted area of the beach, and she's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, I don't know. There's nowhere else to go.
To the common space that everyone's at.
Do I have to leave? I think he was gonna ask her, do I have to leave the beach? Can you have that authority?
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Any other bachelorette, the answer to that question is probably yes, I can get you kicked off this beach. But for Rachel, I don't know that that's the case.
The cachet might not be. Yeah. After commercial, Olivia feels like, I'm the bachelorette. I'm the bachelorette of paradise.
Love Olivia.
Because she's deciding between John Henry and Peter. That is a BIP staple. Someone
feeling like you're the Bachelorette. Yeah.
You're an early exit on your flagship. Now you got options heading into a rose ceremony. You're like,
hell yeah.
Look at this. Look around.
This is living.
This is living life. I can go this way. I can that way.
Making
out with multiple people at night. This is what it's all about.
This is awesome.
John B. and Eliza return.
Hand in hand.
No, she's not making out with him so close to Aaron. No.
They were hand in hand.
Yeah, but she's not making out with him.
All the way down.
At the top of the...
Oh, the... No, okay. She's not making... I've been keeping track of where... What the hand situation is coming back from the dates. Mm-hmm. Olivia and John Henry came down hand in hand. And they walked pretty... They walked up to the group hand in hand and then split, went their separate ways, dropped hands. Eliza and John came back walking hand in hand, but gingerly hand in hand. Like they weren't, I don't think they were gripping each other's hands, and they immediately broke right as they reached the group. But they were hand in hand.
Paradise manners, is that okay that they were seen holding hands before she spoke with Aaron B?
The fact that she was still holding hands and seen holding hands means that is an option for her still. Yeah.
It was a fun day.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have been holding hands.
Yeah. Even so, even the hand holding and the kiss on the date.
You still think it's Aaron.
I think it's Aaron. It's just lower risk. You know, how's post-filming life going to be when you pull up your phone?
With the...
Sticking with Aaron B. Yeah.
The economy the way it is, Rim, you gotta stick with something safe.
Truly.
You really gotta stick with that 1.5% interest rate, Aaron.
If it ain't broke,
just
don't
get a
fix
little
it.
Money.
Yeah,
just no chance of losing money. That's
well, you're gonna have to pay the transaction fees if you keep
bond.
Switching too. Yeah, guy's a savings bond.
It's a savings bond, Aaron.
Well, savings bond, Aaron can barely breathe when he sees them return. So they chat first. He thought about her the entire time. I could have told you he was gonna say that.
Of course.
And she thought about him a little bit. Big win for Aaron B.
Big win. Agreed.
Were you expecting her to say something like that?
Yeah, I was. I think Aaron had the upper hand. I think he still does. But I do think there's a slight... It's not completely over for John.
Well, Aaron B. takes that to mean it is completely over for John because she only thought about me. He rounded up to the nearest 100%.
Yeah, Aaron wasn't really listening. No. I'm certain of that.
Yeah,
he's just hearing what he wants to hear.
Yeah,
his fig jam is coming back.
I think he was talking about, making breakfast the next morning. He was making plans. So Sean has been rebuffed by Jess, chewed out by Rachel, but graciously...
Humiliated in front of everyone at the bar.
However, benevolently allowed to stay on the beach by the grace of Rachel. So he corners Braden for some scapegoating.
Mm-hmm.
Brayden and Sean, you may recall, feuded a bit on charity season.
They did, and now they're friends, though. Him and Aaron, too. All those guys hated Brayden. Now they're all friends.
They squashed the beef in the sand, because that's where old feuds go to die.
No one's trying to bring that bullshit to the beach, Rim.
Mm-mm.
There's going to be plenty of bullshit out there on its own.
Well, and there's
can't bring outside stuff.
Now there's enough fish in the sea. Previously, there was one fish.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sean was upset that Brayden had the conversation with Rachel at all, especially after, by the way, Sean, Brayden, I was there for you, comforting you after Cap.
I got to say, as a Brayden guy, Sean's bringing up some good points for him. Brayden had this conversation specifically to throw him under the bus. There's no other way to interpret what he was doing there. So I understand why Sean's mad. I really do.
Trying to get into a rose. Yeah. Well, he wouldn't mind if Jess would have been into him.
That's also true. So I don't feel bad for Sean in any ways, but
no.
I understand where he's coming from. Brayden did throw him under the bus, his pal.
Calculated purposely, or do you think it just happened on
calculated.
Accident?
Calculated. No, I think it was calculated, for sure. Yeah.
Well, this is sad to see. I mean, Sean whiffed on Jess.
Yeah.
Lost out on Rachel. Now he can't even count on his best bro in the sand to live by the code.
Yep.
Dark days for the man comparing himself to a lead character in the biggest blockbuster hit of the summer.
It's tough.
He really thought he was going to come down here and be one of the go-to.
He really thought
the
Ken thing would take off. He really did.
Cocktail party the next day. Five people are going home at this point.
That's too many.
There's a, it's way too many.
Too many.
I don't think anybody should ever go home, being honest, but we'll get to that.
Oh, you
later.
Think we should end up with like 35 people up
Why
on
not?
This beach?
Fucking, come on.
What's it hurt?
Who's, yeah. It's not a good
the
competition.
The problem is, you have so many people out here, Rim, that you're not getting some of these personalities to their fullest.
Completely true.
We're not seeing some of these people.
Some you go a week or two without
big
seeing.
Names. Yeah. There were multiple people. Blake Moynes, we haven't seen in weeks. We saw him briefly here.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen some of these people.
Peter, Will, Aaron S., and Sean.
We didn't get any Will, really.
I know, we didn't get
sad,
Will at all.
Sad as shit, Will. We didn't get any of him being sad. And he was sad. I know he was sad on the beach. Hmm. But we didn't get it because there's so many people here. So think about that.
Well, no, the problem is that poop thing. Eating up too much time. Taking time away
yeah,
from Will.
You're probably right about that.
Five guys going home. I think these four, Peter, Will, Aaron S., and Sean, are almost guaranteed to be among those five. So there's a wild card rose. It might be Brayden.
I think they'll find a way to keep Sean here.
Well, spoiler alert, AB, the end of the episode.
Yeah, I think he's the one that's going to get saved, though, is my point.
I think so, too.
If you want one of those guys to stay, I guess you could do a funny Will thing. You give Will the rose, and then you go on a date with someone else the next day. That's just funny. If someone else chooses Will, and then they go on a date with someone else,
someone
that's
who's
funny.
Coupled with, yeah, yeah.
And then Will has to go to the next rose ceremony because it's guy's day, and he has the women fawning over him again. He picks someone then, and then that person again chooses someone. We just run the whole heartbreak back.
I'm completely,
so
yeah.
I could see why you'd want to do that, too, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't think
I definitely see why you'd want to string Will along.
Sadly, I don't.
Whoever's
think
walking
will.
Down that beach is giving the rose to whoever the producers wanted to stay. There's no
1,000,000,000%.
I mean, there's no. They don't have a choice. If you want to go down to the beach, no, you're giving this rose.
Morning,
to, yeah. You're giving this rose to whoever we want.
And I think it'll be Sean number one. Maybe Will number two. I think they've squeezed the juice out of Will.
Yeah, Will's probably had enough. Yeah, they probably feel bad for him.
Will is probably begging to go home.
I just want to get out of here. I'm not a quitter, but I want to quit.
Yeah. Time to read the truth box.
Hell yeah.
Would you say Aaron S. saved this segment?
No, I'd say he was completely out of line.
Do you think it was production or what do you think he was an independent actor?
No, I think he acted on his own, Rim.
Wow.
Okay. Because Wells said, hey, I'm going to read these couple
Wells
fun ones, and then
on
we're going to...
Well, Wells would have been
I don't think
on
Wells
it.
Was... I think Wells was pissed. This was Wells' thing. No,
okay.
I don't
it
think
was,
it was
it
good
was,
acting, because
right.
I don't think
Wells
is a good actor. I think Wells had this idea for the truth box, or at least they came to him with the idea, and he said, yeah, I'll run with this. This is going to be my shit.
He was
moving
the point man on this project.
This is my shit. This is... I'm the head... I'm the point man of this project. Wells... Before this segment goes, I'm going to read a couple of these funny ones, and then we're going to dig into the more serious ones. And then halfway through reading the funny ones, Aaron takes it upon himself, and he goes, you know what? Fuck these ones. And he smashes the truth box. Wells was going to read those ones. They just hadn't gotten to the serious ones yet.
He did seem a little legitimately
I don't know what
upset.
The point was.
Yeah.
And then Wells was, yeah, you fucking read them then.
Yeah, that's right.
Why'd you do that? I was going to read all these.
Perhaps it was contrived and Wells wasn't in on it. I'm just surprised. You don't often see, if Aaron did this on his own, that you just don't see something like that anymore. Someone acting like,
yeah,
without regard to their future reputation. If it was,
well, I think he just,
if it was authentic, then I liked it because I'm glad
I think
he,
it was authentic. I think he thought, you know what? I'm going home anyways. Let me do something that'll, you know, that'll show up on the,
yeah,
what's coming up this season. This guy smashing this box. That'll be on all the video clips for this show. Let me get on that. See if I can get another paradise out of this whole thing.
Do you think he was successful? Because he is going home, obviously. He's probably
gonna
be taken
going
away
home.
Now. Yeah.
Straight jacket. yeah, I think Aaron has done enough. You know what I could see, though? A last-minute call-in, Jesse, to the people, as there's one rose left. This is so good as I'm saying it that you're going to think, wow, excited. Does AB know spoilers?
Let's hear it. Out with it.
One rose left, or zero roses left. Jesse says, wow, I just got word. She pooped. And she'd like to give the rose to you, Aaron. And Aaron gets to stay.
And then Aaron gets a rose from
Sam
Jesse
comes back.
On behalf of...
Jesse gives the rose on behalf of Sam, who is on her way back to the beach tomorrow.
She pooped.
She's resting. She will be back tomorrow. Here's your rose, Aaron. You psychopath. Here's your rose. That's what's going to happen. I don't know what to tell you.
That would be... Yeah, man. That would
Sam's
be
coming back. Sam is coming back,
so,
and she needs Aaron to be there.
I don't think so.
Why would he say that before... I don't know why she'd be mentioned again if she's not coming back. They're saying it like she's still there trying to poop.
Genuine health concern.
It doesn't need to be on camera.
Yeah.
That's
so you think
camera.
They're laying the groundwork for storyline
I think they're laying the groundwork
reunion.
For Sam to be back. Yeah. I don't know if it's a reunion, but I think Sam will be back at some point this season.
Well, I think then you're...
Just get the shit out of her. What's the problem?
Well, you don't want to know AB, but you don't want to know AB.
I don't... You actually do want to know. What is taking
no,
so long?
No, I don't want to. Well, I don't want
to. You go to the hospital. If I'm backed up that much and I go to the hospital, I expect you to get me out of there pretty quick. A couple days.
Well, someone in the mailbag was very graphic with what actually happened.
Well, I don't want to read. I don't want you to read that.
Well, I think you do now. You've backed yourself in this poop corner. You're going to have to hear all this. I think Sam coming back, she pooped. She wants you to have this rose. Is a possibility. I thought it was a pie-in-the-sky thing, but I think
it's
it might
possible.
Be a possibility, and that would be a
it's
great
possible.
Thing for Aaron.
Yep.
Anyway, Aaron reads these from the Truth Box. It says, oh, Kate played Braden.
Cat
played Braden. Written by a producer, I believe. Next one, Tanner mm-hmm. should watch out for Cat. Written by a producer, I believe. Cat hated this one. Actually, both of them, actually.
She hated them both for him equally.
And then this third one as well is apparently also about Kat. I don't think Kat is actually looking out for Jess like she thinks. That one was written by a cast member. I don't know who.
That was one of these. Listen, they did two. Producers did two.
No,
not knowing there was a third one that someone had already written.
Yeah, that guy was the same.
That was the same thing, yeah.
And then a lot of periodically Braden and Rachel should make out. I can't decide if I think Braden wrote all those or if production wrote all those too. Didn't really matter. They were going to do that anyway.
It was probably some of each again. Yeah.
Different handwriting, same writing the same mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
Braden does pull Rachel. And they do
he
end
says,
up
you know
making
what?
Out for
yeah.
a long time.
They keep getting red, so let's just go talk.
They
make out
much talking, AB.
And I will say I like this couple.
I kinda like this couple too.
I like that couple. I like them. I think look. They fit and they look great together.
And imagine being
this is a power couple too, Rib.
Oh yeah.
This is a power couple.
Rachel has to be pleased with, although she might not know how Braden is viewed by the public at this point, or how big of a storyline he had on the season.
Mm-hmm.
She has to view this as
a
status
up.
Upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at Braden and you know that he's a star. You don't need to watch any seasons to see that.
Well, tough situation for Sean, who now has to watch his arch rival, the guy who backstabbed him, make out with his girl, and there's no one coming for you, Sean. Maybe. But at that moment, you were all alone. Kat and Tanner, what do you have on this conversation and ensuing?
Kat is pissed about the box, about people calling her out, production and cast members, both.
Tanner should watch out for Kat.
Tanner doesn't seem to care that much. So Kat says, you know what? Enough talking to you. I'm gonna go pull old man Aaron.
Well, I will say Tanner did seem to be considering, it felt like he was taking the warning seriously. He was like, well, you know, Braden told me this is what I should watch out for, and now I'm taking that in consideration with you. It kind of surprised me. If I were Tanner, I'd have been like, don't worry about this. Let's keep a cool head.
No, he didn't really give her any reason to relax. That's for sure.
No.
It stoked the fire a little bit.
The rest of this episode was just Kat kind of getting increasingly upset until she reached max volume, according to
she's
the
very upset. I wrote
name.
That I think she's gone off the rails a little bit here. She is screaming at in a confessional.
An open air confessional.
Where everyone can hear her. Aaron was sticking up for Braden, I think. Is that Is that where, why is Aaron involved?
Really? I don't know.
I don't understand.
To be a foil. I'm not sure what Aaron's.
I don't understand how Aaron was involved.
Stance was, but he got a lot of strays and direct shots as well. I think it was probably, it had to be a little bit alcohol induced is my guess, because she was letting everybody have it.
Yep. She was pissed.
After that, Braden and Rachel getting along, actually talking, steamy new couple. John B. pulls Eliza. He wants to pursue her. Aaron B. then with Eliza. They seem happier than Eliza and John B. do as a couple, unbelievably. John B.'s eggs are in that basket.
Did you see that Aaron had a setup? That was a setup situation. There were rose petals and candles and stuff, but it was such a boring, such a boring setup. I'm not surprised you missed that.
It was probably just a practical date.
He did like a date for her, but it was so boring that they didn't even get acknowledged. There was stuff all over the ground, romantic stuff.
But that's a shame. I bet it was great.
He doesn't.
John B. and Sean, outside looking in. No roses available.
Might as well go home.
Well, before Sean started openly campaigning for the producers to send someone down, I wrote, this is when you do it. You send somebody down here, potentially even twins. That would be a
kill. Oh, twins.
I would love the twins.
For old man Aaron and Sean.
Or maybe John B, yeah. Too many people are going home at this roast ceremony.
John B didn't, if he gets let go here, he, again, did not get a fair shake on this franchise for the second time in a row. So that's tough.
I mean, he got a fair shake. He got a date card.
He just chose the wrong person, though.
Chose the wrong
Eliza
person.
Was the worst person to choose.
Unbeknownst to him.
Yeah.
At that moment, someone else enters. We don't know who it is yet. But this is the obvious thing to do. One issue with roast ceremonies on this show is, or cocktail parties before roast ceremonies, is all the roses are spoken for the most part. There's very little mystery about who's getting whose rose. So throwing someone, throwing a fish into the pool of sharks is a good way to get some last minute excitement.
Absolutely.
I watched the preview. I watch previews for Paradise, I'll admit.
That's fair.
I mean, who cares?
I did not on this one, but I usually do.
Well, let me tell you about it.
What happens?
Tanner is going on a date on Kat's birthday.
Oh, I love birthday stuff.
Oh my gosh. You
I can't love think of birthday a more stuff.
Explosive situation than that.
That's explosive.
AB,
wow.
They present, she's crying. There's an incredible moment where she is bawling on a daybed while her friends present her with a cake, a birthday cake, and then she throws it in the ocean. Spoiler. Okay.
Yeah. I
mean, it's a Bravo audition almost.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Anyway, anything else on the episode, AB?
No, this is just kind of a standard episode. You got some love triangles, kind of not a lot going on, I would say. The biggest takeaways for the week, if we're doing a, too long, don't listen to this episode type thing at the end, Braden and Rachel are together.
Yep.
Bullet point there. Aaron and Eliza are still together. That's it, pretty much.
Yeah.
I got nothing else there. I guess Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie and Olivia are together, yeah.
Cutie Pie and Olivia.
Definitely together. Yeah, that's a long-term couple. Strongest couple on the beach.
Yeah.
My takeaway from this episode is people should feel comfortable going on dates without all hell breaking loose. Now, I understand that.
You are a big proponent of that.
Well, I don't know if I just like grew out of the, it seems repetitive. We get the only drama on this show is tied to the structure of it, and the structure I think is kind of silly and not in a fun way. It's an outdated structure. Think about who has been upset about the others going on dates. Olivia and Will, Sean and Rachel, Olivia and Peter, whom she hadn't kissed yet, Braden and Kat. These are like the, oh my gosh, can you believe one of these people went another direction? These aren't even glints of relationships. These are nothing. And most of them haven't even exchanged roses. So instead of the drama coming from these betrayals that aren't real betrayals, maybe we do more games. We do more gossip activities. We do more group dates. Mm. We do more partner events.
Sure.
Something else to, because this was a standard episode. We've seen this episode.
This is cookie cutter.
Times. Cookie cutter.
This cookie cutter episode.
It was fun. There was some great stuff, but I've seen it before.
I hear you.
That's all. I don't want to be a wet blanket on the Paradise.
Well, you kind of are.
Well, that's somebody's got to be. Somebody's got to be. Let's update the pyramid. Where is this cutie pie going?
The stud muffin.
Yeah, where's he headed?
I'm going to give you an update for everybody right now, Rim. I'll tell you they've changed or if they've stayed, too. We're going to start in the nobody cares tier, Rim. We got Pilot Peter. Knock off Pilot Peter. Nobody cares.
No disrespect.
Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. No disrespect. And he's ripping off real Pilot Peter.
He's siphoning Instagram
followers. I need to reiterate that. He is stealing Instagram followers from the real Pilot Peter of this franchise. In the extras tier, we got Sam, who I'm still leaving here because I think she is not gone, with room to go up.
You're firm on that.
And then old man Aaron. He actually went up from the nobody cares tier. You smash a box like that, you're going to move up a tier. Important role players. We got John B., a new addition to the pyramid. Big name that everyone loved. Big name's probably a stretch, but a name that everyone loved after his season. I think we were all excited to see him get another, you know, another shot on this franchise. We got Mercedes. I think she's still here.
MIA this week.
Yeah, didn't have much this week. And then we got the stars with the cutie patootie John Henry at the bottom of that tier. 23,000 followers, eliminated real early, but already making waves on the beach. We got Will, Kylie, Sean, Tanner, who are still in the stars category. I've moved Olivia up into the stars from the important role players. So Olivia is now in the stars.
Nope.
This is the second week in a row she's moved up, Rim. Please note that.
Yeah.
Second week in a row she's moved up a tier. And then Jess, I have moved her down despite her massive Instagram following compared to everyone else. She just isn't moving the needle here. Even her and Blake together, you would have thought, could be something fun, but it's not fun. What Jess is doing down here on this beach is not fun.
If she were more open to going with Sean, would she have maintained her status?
Why? Well, I think she's... Is she dulling Blake's hijinks? Is she...
Oh.
Like, what's going on here?
Too much of the adult in the room with Blake. Maybe Blake... Yeah. No, I think Blake's just... I think Blake's ready to settle down.
Can we let Blake have some fun out here on the beach?
Gosh, I would love to wind Blake up and let him loose down there, but it's not happening.
It's like she's not letting him have sugar, Rim.
It's true.
Superstars. She
made this man a vegan.
Yeah, what are we doing? That's why she's down. Jess is down. Superstars.
Well,
we got Aaron.
Personal, AB. Jess isn't letting our Blake up Moines go
crazy.
It
is personal. The pyramid is personal. Don't get that twisted, Rim. The pyramid has always been personal, and it'll stay personal.
Yep.
Superstars. Aaron. Yeah, I like what he's doing here on the beach. I like
it too. It's funny.
His character, his brand, like you said, fits perfectly for a beach character. Just the serious dad that you can make fun of everything he says. It's a value.
And he's
member
probably
going to
leave with someone. Like,
yeah, he's probably
going to
leave with someone.
He is.
Yep. And then we got Eliza, who I am very ready to move down. Very, very ready. I think she's coming to paradise
on eggshells.
Completely, on eggshells, not willing to get into any drama. And that's not a good recipe for a pyramid person. And then Kat rounds out the superstars. She's doing big things out here. She's got a real chance to get up into that super duper stars.
Move her
room.
Up another
I gotta
one
say.
Based on the preview for next week. Throwing a cake in the ocean.
Yeah, you're right. Let me just move
double
preemptively.
It up.
Let me preemptively move Kat up now that I've heard. I did not know about
the
birthday thing.
Up, yep.
She has a birthday coming up. I'd say if you have a birthday on the beach, you instantly move up a tier, really.
You're going to be
part
something.
Because something's always going to happen. So, Kat, I'm going to move up to the super duper stars. Along with Kat in the super duper stars, I have bumped Braden up a tier. Because I love him. And then Tyler, who didn't have anything. I don't think he was on camera this episode.
No,
but he's still a big deal on this beach, and he'll make waves. Super duper mega stars, Blake and Rachel remain in that tier alone.
We're getting close to moving Blake down.
He's just got so many followers, Rim. He's got damn near 500,000 followers. I mean,
others are moving up and down without any change in
followers.
You've
got whole tiers that have less
followers
combined. When your follower count is that big,
You're impervious to changes.
I just simply can't. I can't do it. I can't. goes against the pyramid. If you have that many 500,000 followers, I can't move you down. Can't do it.
Is there a tier above the one you just mentioned?
Well, there's the Hannah Brown tier, the orbiting above the pyramid. You can only see it from the telescope that you talk about all the time. There's that tier.
Okay. All right.
But usually, yeah, super duper megastars is the top tier. It's where the top people have always been. Your Beccas, your... Although Becca would probably, at this point, be higher than that tier, too. So,
and are Blake and Rachel in that tier, or are they below?
Blake and Rachel are in the highest tier of this pyramid.
Okay. There's no tier empty above them.
No, okay. There's no tier empty.
Could Rachel move down, possibly? Or is the followers too many?
I respect the seat
office
of bachelorette.
Of the lead. Yeah,
it's like the president. I'll always call them Mr. or Mrs. President.
Mr. President.
I respect the seat of bachelorette too much to move her down.
Even though she was only a half bachelorette.
Even though she's getting humiliated. She was a half bachelorette, but bachelorette is bachelorette, Rim.
So true.
Royalty.
Yeah. Great pyramid updates. Excited to learn who comes down. I don't think that was in the preview.
They didn't show the face?
I don't think so.
Did they show any new faces that you could tell?
No.
No? Okay. We should have some new people. We need some new blood down here. We really do.
Quick mailbag, 773-234-7794. I think we asked about, what do you think about Kat's decision? I asked about Will. We got nothing. Just general paradise thoughts. And then we also have a note about delivering poop babies. We'll start with that one. Get it out of the way. 708 area code.
Is there any way to clean it up?
I always clean it up.
Okay.
I don't know if this is possible. I don't know if it's possible with this one, though. I'm a scrub nurse that works in the operating room. In regards to your question about what it's like having a poop baby, I have some insight. Give people a chance to skip ahead 15 seconds a couple times. Basically, anyone that hasn't been able to go to the bathroom and needs to deliver a, quote, poop baby comes to the OR for the doctor to, quote, deliver it. The patient is sedated. And positioned in a lithotomy.
What the hell does that mean?
Which is the same position most women give birth in.
Oh.
Then the doctor literally has to enter the and
God
to get rid of any poop that's been impacted in the then literally so much usually and it's disgusting. I've never heard it called a poop baby before, but I guess that's what it is. We don't do them all the time, but it does happen. Hope this helps. Thumbs up emoji.
Hope this helps.
Yeah. Hope this helps. 708 area code.
What a
thank
funny
you.
Way to invent.
I'm going to go ahead and block that number now. Thank
hope
you.
This helps.
Hope this helps. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Hope this helps. 646 area code. I think the issue with Kat is that she has no empathy and has a very one-track mind. She simply can't fathom why anyone would have an issue with anything she did. This is last week's episode.
Who are we talking about?
Kat.
Who did you say? Oh,
that's the issue with this mailbag and when we record is like we're talking about the episode from a week and a half ago now, not the one we just discussed. Mm-hmm. She simply can't fathom why anyone would have an issue with anything she did because what she did was right for herself. At one point, she says to the camera, "This is very difficult for me too." ... I think. It was like she was parroting what people normally say on the show in these types of situations and briefly forgot her script. The second conversation with Braden was super confusing and she kept interrupting him and calling him argumentative as a way to invalidate what he was saying. Either way, I think her and Tanner aren't going to last. A new girl is going to come in next week, or in this case, the week after, and he's going to choose her over Kat because they have no chemistry. Also, I feel bad for Will, but he's so clearly the butt of every joke at this point that it's hard not to laugh every time this cycle repeats.
Yep.
See, I don't laugh. AB laughs. I go, hey, come on.
I laugh my ass off.
Come on, Will. Yeah, good. Come on. Well, Will is my Craig Conover at this point. He's just so down and out, the pillow maven from Southern Charm, that I'm rooting big time for Will to come back and be like, I own a fucking pizza franchise. Next season, he'll show up and be like, I own a pizza franchise and am married. And I'm just catering here on Paradise. I was especially cracking up after him and Mercedes got together right before the rose ceremony and what is clearly a Hail Mary from both of them. And he says super seriously, it should have been Mercedes all along. Obviously, I laughed at that. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. When he was crying.
Obviously.
Should have been Mercedes all along. Thank you, 646. Aaron in Los Angeles, Brayden and Blake were in the background chatting at the bar when Olivia came back from her date, and I don't care about any other plot lines at this point. Show me the Brayden and Blake buddy comedy footage. I agree. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, this is where you, as producers, you just get those two and you say, hey, go down there on the beach and talk about people. Mm-hmm. Or go sit in that pool overlooking everything and just, like, comment, like the Muppets, the Muppet guys.
Get people together, make them do stuff, dates, group dates, activities. Send Brayden and Blake into town to go grocery shopping, to bring back food for the... That is a segment. That's a segment, and you get to know the people, and they can talk about their relationships.
Hijinks in the grocery store?
Hijinks at the grocery store. Hijinks at the market.
It doesn't always have to be guys and girls hijinks.
No.
Let's get some girls over there, you know, having a spa day.
Exactly. Going to the grocery store. That's what they do on Love Island.
Or, you know, they go down to the beach, do some beach volleyball or something. Anything.
Yeah. Right now, we have a Paradise is a fish tank, and there's a bunch of different fish in there, and no things in the fish tank. There's no little fake rock for them to go under. There's no seaweed for them to hide behind.
It's just a pool of water.
It's just water.
For the fish.
Put some stuff in there. You have to force some more activities. Right now, what they have is just people laying around, and they are leaving a lot of potential on the table.
Agreed.
Next week's Paradise Mailbag.
Can we just get some favorites? Who are you liking on the beach right now?
In addition to that, ideas to mix up Paradise. The box, the truth box is something. That fire with Hannah Brown was something. Come up with more stuff. 773-234-7794. That's all we have. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.